I just never get tired of hearing all these different stories
that are in the scriptures. It's just really, they're just good stories. Good stories. And so here, after Jesus was at the Mount of Transfiguration and came down, found his disciples arguing with the Pharisees. You know by now arguing does no good. You do know that, right? Arguing about theology, arguing about your marriage, arguing about your teenagers, arguing. You do know that that does no good. Jesus said, a kingdom divided against itself will fall. A house divided against itself will not stand. Yeah, whether it's a church or marriage or a relationship, even a work relationship, as long as it is us versus them, we can survive anything. There's nothing we cannot survive. When it becomes us versus us, you just might as well end it. It's over. It's just a matter of time. Just a matter of time. Now, first thing I tell my married couples that come to me, first thing I ask them is, how often do you fight? Okay. And the first assignment I give them is to go a whole week without fighting. Yeah. Almost never accomplish it. I get the strangest looks. A whole week. We can't go a day without fighting. We mean a whole week. Yeah, let's go a whole week without fighting. We won't have anything to say, but don't say anything. Because obviously what you are saying is not working. So they're arguing about theology. Jesus says, okay, what are you arguing about? I've had these two really great days on the mountain and now I'm back with you. What are you arguing about? Well, we're arguing about whether or not you can cast demons out, and we came and brought this demon-possessed child to you, and we told your disciples, see, that's why some of your prayers aren't getting answered right there. And we told your disciples to cast them out. And they couldn't, which proves that I was right. You can't cast out demons to start with. Jesus said, unbelieving generation, how long am I going to have to put up with you? Well, not long, because he's headed to Jerusalem. He'll be dead here shortly. Yeah, same. Okay. That wasn't negative, was it? Was that? How long? Okay, bring him to me. Now, what happens next amazes me. Because I have people who call me, you know, and say, oh, we got to have prayer. We have a little prayer network set up here. It works really good. We shoot out emails. We call some people and get things praying. And God answers prayer. He does. And as soon as I get one, we try to get it out and get the word out. We don't hesitate. The boy comes up to Jesus, goes into one of his demonic fits, and Jesus, see, when people call me, it's like, this terrible thing's happening. Get ready, praying right now. And Jesus says, oh, well, geez, that's kind of ugly. I'm paraphrasing it. Wow. How long has this been happening? That's got to be hard to watch as a parent. Don't you think that's going to be hard to watch as a parent when your kid's going through this kind of suffering? How long has this thing been happening to him? And Dad says, well, it's been going on for a while, and the Spirit throws us in the fire, and he's trying to kill the kid, and blah, blah. If you can do anything, see, the problem is not the demon possession. That's not the problem. The symptom is the demon possession. The problem is unbelief. Yeah. Yeah. Then what's wrong with your marriage? Well, you know, my wife. If you could just straighten my wife out. See, I've told you this before. I get these all the time. All the time. This is not rare. Dr. Martin, I will send you my wife if you can just straighten her out. Send her and a check. I will do my best. That is exactly what I tell them. That is the truth. That's the truth. That's what I tell them. Okay. What is the problem? This or that or that. We go through several things. And none of it is ever the problem. Whatever is told me on day one in a counseling session is never, 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 ever the problem. Never. Never. It is the symptom of a problem. We don't have a clue what the problem is yet, but now I know several of the symptoms. See, sometimes we look at things and think, that's the problem. Well, I'll just run to Jesus. Jesus will cast that thing out. Woo! Everything's going to be okay. That's not the problem. That's a symptom of the problem. And we look at the problems or the symptoms of the problem and we think, last week, the leper came to Jesus and said, I know you can. If you're willing, you can make me clean. I don't know if you're willing, but you know, if you're willing, this week, I know you can. So if we can get, if you're willing and can, both fixed out in us, that takes care of 90% of our Christian problems. 90%. I don't know if God will do this for me, what we talked about last week. I don't know if God can actually handle this. That's what we're talking about this week. I don't know if you can. If you can, I don't know if you can. But when we settle both those questions in our hearts, that's going to take care of 90% of our problems in Christianity. We found out last week, he's willing. Found out this week, he can. More than he can. If you can, see, I said to you, O unbelieving generation, I told you what the problem was just 2-3 verses beforehand. You said, no, it's not. That's not the problem. The problem is my kid has a demon. Look it. And Jesus said, blah, 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 blah. Until... It's okay to paraphrase Jesus with blah, blah, isn't it? On a Sunday morning, is that okay or not? Is that crossing the line? Well, no lightning, so I must be okay. Okay. See. Because he's going after the problem. The problem is unbelief. The response is, I do believe, help my unbelief. I do believe. If I didn't believe, I wouldn't have brought my kid here. I obviously don't believe enough because I'm bossing your disciples around like they're servants. I love that, being a pastor. I do. Sure, come on in. Waste my time. Call me at home when you have nothing to say. One guy called me up one night. Oh, this is now available over the internet. I hope you're listening, Al. One guy called me up one night. It was midnight. Blah, blah, blah. I thought, you know, I'm expecting some emergency. I said, finally said, what's up? Oh, nothing. I couldn't sleep. I just thought I'd give you a call. Thank you, because I didn't really want to sleep anyway. You know, just a waste of time sleeping 6-7 hours a night, you know. So, yeah. Time. Very important. Call me if you have a problem. I'll pray for you anytime. Call me. Come see me. So. But not just because you're bored. If you're bored, I'll get you a friend. How's that? You know? Yeah. Same with Jesus. He was so busy, he didn't have time to eat. I've never been that busy, obviously. I should be that busy from time to time, but obviously I'm not there yet. So, the problem, unbelief. Now, how much faith do we need? We need a mountain of faith? Mustard seed. You know what a mustard seed is? Mustard seed, you can fit about 30 of them under your thumbnail. They're that small. And the Bible several times refers to faith in different portions. One of the portions is mustard seed faith. How much faith does Dad have here at the time he admits he finally has a problem? I'm thinking more mustard seed than mountain. I do believe, help my unbelief. Did Jesus say, close, but no cigar. Sorry. If you go back and you really work at it a little bit, maybe you'll get enough faith and we'll... No. Close enough. Close enough. I'll take care of the rest. See, God is willing, last Sunday, God can this Sunday, but notice what God said. Notice what Jesus said. If you can, all things are possible to him who believes. He didn't say all things are possible for God. All things are possible for God. He said all things are possible for him who believes. Mustard seed size faith. We had that fixed. God in us. Because I'm not talking about believing like just to believe in something. It's not us outside of God. It's us in God. God in us. And faith is the connector. So that his power runs through us into a lost and dying world. That's what we're talking about. All things are possible for him who believes. That's why we pray. That's why we have joys and concerns. That's why when somebody's going into the hospital, we pray. And somebody's in the hospital, we pray. That's why when somebody's going through stuff, we actually pray. We don't just have a prayer list. I got a prayer list. It was last week's. Where is it? There it is. Okay. It's a great Bible marker. Okay. But it's also really great because you can actually pray over the names. Yeah. Okay. And then you have to add a few because everybody doesn't make it on there. So you add a few at the bottom. And you stick it in there. And then you pray. Because all things are possible to him who believes. All things are possible to him who believes. How much faith? Lord, I do believe, help my unbelief. Whatever amount of faith that is, that's all it takes. And that enables God to do his work through us in the world. So he's willing, he can, he is willing, you can. Not without him, but with him. So with that thought in mind, we're going to do our joys and concerns, which is sharing what God's been doing, and then taking prayer requests, and then praying. And letting God do his work through us praying, and changing lives.